ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 13 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड डायनेस्टी ऑफ महाराज निमी टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। अराजका भयं नृणाम् मन्यमाना महर्षया देहं ममन्तुः स्मनिमेह कुमारः समजायत। एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीले श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। देर आफ्टर टू सेव द पीपल फ्रॉम द डेंजर ऑफ एन अनरेगुलेटेड गवर्नमेंट द सेजस चर्न्ड महाराज निमी'स मटीरियल बॉडी फ्रॉम विच एज अ रिजल्ट अ सन वॉज बॉर्न। Purport. Arajaka bhayam. If the government is unsteady and unregulated, there is danger of fear for the people. At the present moment, this danger always exists because of government by the people. Here we can see that the great sages got a son from Nimi's material body to guide the citizens properly. For such guidance is the duty of a Kshatriya king. A Kshatriya is one who saves the citizens from being injured. In the so-called people's government, there is no trained Kshatriya king. As soon as someone strong accumulates votes, he becomes the minister or president without training from the learned Brahmanas, expert in the Shastras. Indeed, we see that in some countries, the government changes from party to party, and therefore the men in charge of the government are more eager to protect their position than to see the citizens are happy. The Vedic civilization prefers monarchy. People like the government of Lord Ramchandra, the government of Maharaj Yudhishthir, and the government of Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Ambarish, and Maharaj Prahlad. There are many instances of excellent government under a monarch. Gradually, the democratic government is becoming unfit for the needs of the people, and therefore some parties are trying to elect a dictator. A dictatorship is the same as monarchy, but without a trained leader. Actually, people will be happy when a trained leader, whether a monarch or a dictator, takes control of the government and rules the people according to the standard regulations of the authorized scriptures. Since today is the appearance day of Shri Advaita Acharya, I would like to make a feeble attempt to glorify the activities and pastimes of Shri Advaita Acharya. I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially senior Srila Prabhupada disciples, for your permission and blessings. Shri Advaita Acharya is one of the members of the Panchatattva. Who is Panchatattva? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins his writing of the Chaitanya Charitamrit by offering obeisances. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Ishan Ishavatarakan Tat Prakashascha Tat Shaktis Krishna Chaitanya Sanyakam. He says, Vande, I offer my obeisances to Gurun. Gurun is plural, Guru is singular. He is offering prayers to Gurun, all the Gurus, all the predecessor Acharyas, all the Parampara. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan, the devotees of the Lord. Isha, Supreme Lord. Ishavatarakan, the incarnations of the Lord. Tat Prakashas, the expansions of the Lord. Tat Shakti, the internal potency of the Lord. Krishna Chaitanya Sanyakam. Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sanyakam, who is the embodiment of all of this. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. Krishna Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he manifests as Vande Gurun. He manifests through his own expansion, through his mercy, the spiritual masters and the predecessor Acharyas. Isha Bhaktan, the devotee of the Lord, in the Panchatattva is Shivas Thakur. Isha is Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Ishavatara, Taraka, the incarnation of the Lord, is Advaita Acharya. Tat prakashas, the expansion of the Lord. First expansion, Nityananda Prabhu is being offered respect here. And Tat Shakti, the internal potency of the Lord, is represented by Gadadhar Pandit. So like this, Krishna is not alone, but he is always with his eternal associates. And therefore all these manifestations are not separate from Krishna. So when we are talking about Panchatattva, these five personalities, these five truths, he is God. Panchatattva, five truths, five lords, God. Where Lord Chaitanya is manifesting himself as these other members of the Panchatattva. And what is the main pastime of the Panchatattva? The Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Krishna and they freely distributed, making everybody love Krishna. And that's why in ISKCON, before we chant our 16 rounds, we offer prayers to the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shedvita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Because when we chant the Panchatattva mantra, the Panchatattva, they remove the Nama Pradas. So if we prayerfully take shelter of them, our propensity to commit offenses will go. Chaitanya Nityananda Nai Ye Sabha Vichar Namaloyate Prema Dena Abaye Ashrudhar. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they don't consider offenses. And if we sincerely chant the holy names, Namaloyate Prema Dena, they will award us pure love of Krishna. Vaya Ashrudhar. And you will get tears of love for Krishna. So therefore, for chanting purely, we have to take shelter of Panchatattva. And shelter is something which we all need. We can't avoid. You know, everybody needs shelter. If you see a small child also, child will take shelter of mother. But child, you know, even if the mother is not around, the child needs, like the child might even take a shelter of a doll. Something child holds very dear. You know, even when people grow up, they may say, I don't take shelter of God. But they take shelter of material things or possessions. They identify themselves with so many gadgets, so many things. We take shelter. The propensity to take shelter is there. So, on such special occasions as this, we can desire to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, in his Karcha, in his diaries, he writes very beautifully how each member of the Panchatattva is an embodiment of one type of shelter, one form of shelter. And he elaborates how we have to take shelter. Because when we come to Krishna consciousness, you know, initially we are attracted by the logic of the presentations and by such excellent, you know, systematic presentations. But logic can take us to some point. But after that, it's faith. It's the shelter that we take of the Lord. Because logically we may argue, we may debate, and there is no end to cynicism. You know, we can always be cynical. Recently I was having one discussion with one person of another faith, and he was refusing to accept the principles of Krishna consciousness, and he was constantly not letting me speak at all. And I was trying to use logic, and I realized after some time, logic doesn't work. So material wranglings, you know, the cynicism has no end. Logically, you can say anything and you can disprove anything. You can always disprove, you can give any argument and I can just tear it apart and throw it out of the window, and I can give some argument to you, and you can, if you want, just smash it. Like I heard one story. One man was accused by the judge in the courtroom. He said, admit you have committed the crime. 10 people have seen you commit the crime. This is the proof. And this is the conclusive proof that you have stolen, because 10 people have seen you commit the crime. So he said, well, if you can produce 10 people who have seen me commit the crime, I can produce 100 people who have not seen me committing the crime. So logically, you cannot say this is the logic. You know, there is no end to this kind of logical debating and arguing. So we have to, logic can help us to understand Krishna. Definitely it's important. Logic will help us understand Krishna to a certain extent. But to experience Krishna's presence in our life, to see Krishna's hand in our lives, we have to take shelter. We have so many examples in the scriptures of devotees who have taken shelter of Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj is a classic example. He actually took shelter. if he had heard his mother, if his father Uttanapad had put him on the lap and loved him, and then he would go to his room, and if his mother had told him, yes, my dear Dhruva, you should chant Lord Vishnu's name and you should go to the forest, would he have gone? Isolene Pradhana Savi Maharaj says, he probably would have written notes, excellent. He would have told his mother, excellent class, mother. But because he actually went through that suffering and he actually took shelter of the Lord, he could experience the Lord's presence in his life. So we all go through these situations. Parikshit Maharaj, he takes shelter just before his death, we see. He offers this beautiful prayer before going back to Godhead. Before Sukadeva Goswami enters the arena, he says, Tammopayatam pratiyantu vipra Ganga cha devi drida chitta mishe Dvijopasrishtha kuvakastakshakova Dashatvalam gayata Vishnu gatha. He says, I am taking shelter. Let that magical bird, Takshaka or whatever, let it come and bite me, kill me. I have no fear of death because I am not taking shelter of three things. Tammopayatam pratyantu vipra. All the devotees I am taking shelter of. I am taking shelter of Mother Ganga. And I am taking shelter of Lord Vishnu. So a devotee always expresses his desire to take shelter of the Lord. And Sarup Damodar Goswami explains how each member of the Panchatattva is teaching us is an embodiment of shelter. Like Srivas Thakur is the embodiment of Shuddha Naam Ashray. Shuddha Naam Ashray means if you want to chant the holy name purely, we have to take shelter of Srivas Thakur, who is the incarnation of Narad Muni, and we can chant purely if we get his shelter. And Advaita Acharya, he is the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashray, because Advaita Acharya would worship Lord Chaitanya with great feelings of devotion. He would follow all the rules and regulations very perfectly. And in Krishna consciousness, we have so many rules and regulations that we follow, especially the four regulative principles and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Rupa Goswami has given us 64 ways to execute Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. For there are certain regulative principles, certain ways to execute devotional service. And Advaita Acharya, when he would worship Lord Chaitanya, he would worship with so much devotion, with such intensity he would worship. In fact, once Lord Chaitanya became unconscious seeing his worship of the Shaligram Shila in great ecstasy. And what is the essence of all the rules and regulations? Rupa Goswami says, Smartavya Fatatam Vishnu, Vismartavya Najatuji. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And all the rules, other rules and regulations are servants of these two principles. Etayoreva Kinkara. So if the essence of all the various rules and regulations is to ultimately remember Krishna 24 hours a day, the best example is Advaita Acharya, who constantly remembered the Lord. So he is the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashray. So when we take shelter of Advaita Acharya, we can remember Krishna constantly. And as sadhakas, practicing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, we can get experience shelter of Krishna and remembrance of Krishna by taking shelter of Advaita Acharya. So like this, Gadadhar Pandit represents Bhava Ashray. If we take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit, Bhava is the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. Rupa Goswami compares love for Krishna to be the midday sun and Bhava to be the rising sun, just before the full-fledged sun appears. Similarly, before full-fledged prema appears, there is Bhava. If we take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit, then through this Anartha Nivritti, we are going through Anartha Nivritti, struggle with our Anarthas now, which is like a vast intermediate zone. It's a long phase of struggling with Anarthas. By taking shelter of Shri Gadadhar Pandit, we can pass through this phase and come to the stage of love for Krishna. And Shri Nityananda Prabhu is Prema Ashray. If we take shelter of Lord Nityananda, we'll get love for Krishna. Prema Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttama Adhama Kichu Nakare Bichar. Lord Nityananda is Prema Matta. He is intoxicated by love for Krishna. Kripa Avatar is the incarnation of mercy. And he never considered Uttama Adhama, who is qualified, who is unqualified. Na kare bichar. He never considered. He is freely distributing love of God. And finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Sarva Rasa Ashray. He is the shelter of all rasas. Everybody wants to have a relationship with Krishna. We want to experience rasa with Krishna. And the embodiment of all these rasas is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we take shelter of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we can also revive our relationship with Krishna and experience loving relationship with Krishna. So therefore, devotees, we sing this Panchatattva mantra, and when if we sing it with feeling, we can sink in an ocean of causeless mercy and savor sweet mellows of the holy name, and we can take part in Naam Sankirtan. And that's why we are supposed to chant with great love and great feeling. That's why when we chant the Premadvani prayers, what do we say? Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Prem se kaho. Prem means with love. We are supposed to call out to Panchatattva with great love and feeling. And because they can bless us, they can empower us not only with the competency to chant Hare Krishna without offenses, they can also bestow upon us the benefits of chanting Hare Krishna. And also when we chant the Panchatattva mantra, when we take shelter of Panchatattva, we also get shelter of all the pure devotees of Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi. Adi means and others. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we get shelter of everyone. Therefore His Holiness Manidhi Maharaj very beautifully, he calls a Panchatattva as, like we call Panchatattva as five lords or five truths. Manidhi Maharaj calls them as five friends. In his book, Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, he says these five are friends of a sadhaka. They can help a sadhaka develop love for Krishna. Muka kavitva kare yaha sabara smarane pangu giri lange andha deke taragane. If you take shelter of Panchatattva, muka kavitva kare, a dumb person can speak beautiful poetry, andha taragane, and a blind man, he can see stars. If you simply take shelter, Pangugiri Langa, so a lame man can jump over mountains. Yahar Sabara Smarani, if you remember these five personalities, we can achieve success in spiritual life. Katanchana Smritay Yasmin, Duskaram Vipritam Syat, Sri Chaitanya Namamitam. So what is most easy becomes difficult if we don't remember Lord Chaitanya, and what is most difficult becomes easy. So this is the Panchatattva, and today is one of the members of Panchatattva, Sri Advaita Acharya's appearance day. Sri Advaita Acharya's appearance is described in the scriptures that Lord Sadashiv, he offered intense prayers to Lord Mahavishnu to deliver all the fallen souls of this material world, and Lord Vishnu was very pleased, and with great joy Lord Vishnu embraced Sadashiv. And when the Lord Vishnu embraced Sadashiv, then immediately the Lords appeared in one form. They descended in one form as Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya appeared in this world as son of Navadevi and Kubera Pandit. Kubera Pandit was a great devotee of Lord Narasimha Dev. And he appeared in the village of Navagram on the seventh day of waxing moon in the month of Magha. And when they were very young, when Advaita Acharya was very young, he, along with his parents, moved to Shantipur. And when he was a teenager, his parents left this world and went back to the spiritual world. And then Advaita Acharya began his traveling all over India. And during his travels, he met his spiritual master, Sri Madhavendra Puri. And both of them chanted and danced. And they chanted the Lord's names. And they experienced great love of Krishna. And Advaita Acharya, along with Srivas Thakur, he offered intense prayers for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Advaita Acharya was very disturbed by seeing the plight of Navadvip Vasis, how they had gone so far away from Krishna. They were wasting their precious human life. So he offered intense prayers, and he worshipped the Lord in Shaligram Shila with Tulsi leaves, with Ganga Jal, with Tulsi Manjaris, very sincerely. And with intense chanting, and his chanting was so good, and it was so filled with so much compassion, that chanting penetrated the layers of the material world and reached Vaikuntha. And that chanting awoke the compassion of the Supreme Lord Himself. And the Supreme Lord was very happy, and he was very affected by the compassion of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya knew that only by chanting the Lord's holy names, the world can be delivered.
He was convinced that the condition of this world is in it's such a critical state that the Supreme Lord himself has to come. He was convinced. Just like somebody is sick, you may go to a hospital and an ordinary doctor may come or a nurse may come, may administer some medicine. But if a patient is in a super critical condition, then a super specialist has to come. And you know, somebody, it's really, so we are all in a super critical condition in this material world. For Advaita Acharya wanted the Supreme Lord himself to come and deliver. And that's why he was intensely chanting and praying. So basically Advaita Acharya was praying, he was crying tears of compassion for you and me, actually for us. Because this is exactly the situation now. At Navadvip, when Advaita Acharya was praying for the Lord to appear, Navadvip, nobody was interested in spiritual life. People were just doing dry logic, debate. And they were having pompous wedding ceremonies of their children. They used to make fun of Vaishnavas. They used to have elaborate worship of demigods. And a lot of sense gratification was going on. And no worship of Krishna. No devotional service to Krishna. And same thing is happening now also. There is no devotional service. So Advaita Acharya was crying for us. His compassion is for us. Dini jaye micha kaje, nisha nidra boshe, nai bhavi, marana nikate ache boshe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we are all spending our days in enjoying sense gratification, night time we are sleeping. And nai bhavi marana nikate ache boshe. We are not even realizing that marana, Mr. Death has come and is sitting next to us. Anytime he can take us, we don't realize that. We are busy, you know, just enjoying. Bhalo manda khai heri. Pari chinta hina, nai bhaviye deha chadibo kon dina. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, bhalo manda khai. Our goal is to eat nicely. Heri pari chinta hina, and roam about aimlessly, enjoy. And nai bhavi, we are not understanding, e deha chadibo kon dina. Any day I may have to give up this body. Any day I may have to give up all my comforts, and I will be again cast into this ocean of repeated birth and death. So how our condition is very precarious. And Advaita Acharya, feeling great compassion, he was intensely calling out to the Lord. And one of the three reasons why Lord Chaitanya appeared, external reasons, one is to establish the religious principles, Yuga Dharma. Second was, that was the incarnation, avatar, the period time for the avatar. And third reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared was because of the call, the appeal of Advaita Acharya. So that's how we can see that Advaita Acharya's position is very special, that he was instrumental in getting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. So today we can pray to Sri Advaita Acharya to be also developing this mood of compassion. We cannot be compassionate, you know, in the sense Srila Prabhupada is compassionate, spiritual master is compassionate. We can pray to be instruments in the compassion of these great souls, in their So they have compassion for the fallen souls, and we can pray to be instruments in their hands so that we can also serve. And because our life is so much full of ourselves, we have so much anxieties about ourselves, but when we start understanding the other people's suffering and wishing that they can get connected to Krishna, then we can actually experience presence of Krishna in our own lives. Krishna consciousness becomes very sweet. And today is also a day when we can express profuse gratitude to Sri Advaita Acharya, because it is by his fervent prayers that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So today is also a day for praying for compassion and developing gratitude and appreciation. And we know that Advaita Acharya prayed, and then finally, on the day of lunar eclipse, Gaur Purnima day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. It was a day of lunar eclipse. And everywhere people are chanting Krishna name, because during inauspicious time, they would all chant Krishna name. Other time, they would not chant. They would chant Pundarikaksha, Govinda. So Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, they got that special feeling in the heart. Yes. Because they were intensely praying for the Lord to appear. And when during this particular time, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, they got this feeling. Yes, the Lord has appeared. And Advaita Acharya roared in great joy. But by the Lord's Leela potency, he covered the intelligence of all these devotees, and they could not recognize little Nimai to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord did this arrangement so that his pastimes can become more and more sweet. And then finally, Lord Chaitanya Nimai Pandit, as baby Nimai, first performed many pastimes. And one of the first pastimes of Advaita Acharya was when Vishwaroop, Lord Chaitanya's elder brother, would come every day to Advaita Acharya's house for hearing Bhagavatam and doing Krishna Kirtan, Sachi Mata would send Nimai to get Vishwarup for Prasad. And little Nimai would enter Advaita Acharya's house. When he would enter the house, Advaita Acharya and all the assembled Vaishnavas, they would see this little Nimai and their hearts would be filled with so much love. They could not recognize him as Supreme Lord at that time, but they would feel so much love and they would feel that this child is awakening so much love in our hearts. And later on, when Nimai grew up to be Nimai Pandit, he would debate with everyone, defeat everyone in arguments. And that time all the Vaishnavas would wish that he becomes a devotee. But Nimai would not be a devotee. He would never discuss Krishna consciousness. He would only discuss logic and grammar. And they would be praying, oh, let Nimai Pandit become devotee. And finally, Nimai Pandit goes to Gaya. There he meets Ishwarapuri. And then to teach the whole world that we have to take shelter of the spiritual master, Nimai Pandit then comes back from Gaya and starts showing symptoms of love of Godhead, and he actually becomes externally, you know, Vaishnava. And then he starts displaying Vaishnava symptom and all the devotees are happy. And then Lord Chaitanya starts revealing his position as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And once, Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya, they came to Advaita Acharya's house. And Advaita Acharya was very intensely worshipping Shaligram Shila. And Lord Chaitanya at the entrance saw such beautiful worship of Shaligram by Advaita Acharya, and Lord Chaitanya became so ecstatic with love that he fell unconscious, seeing the devotion of Advaita Acharya. And when he came back to external consciousness, Advaita Acharya was there, and he started worshipping Lord Chaitanya with incense, with ghee lamp, with flowers, like you worship the Supreme Lord. And Gadadhar Pandit was shocked. He said, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing? Why are you worshipping like this? Our Nimai is a boy. Why are you worshipping him like that? And Advaita Acharya loudly said, Gadadhar Pandit, how long will you think that Nimai Pandit is a little boy? He is the Supreme Lord. And then Advaita Acharya reveals to Gadadhar Pandit that how Lord Chaitanya is the fulfillment of all his prayers, all his ambition, his desires is now fulfilled. Because he had taken a vow that I will pray to the Lord, I will get the Lord to this material world. So he says, he is the fulfillment of all my vows. But Advaita Acharya, he says, he wants to test whether Lord Chaitanya is really Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should clarify here, this testing by Advaita Acharya is basically, it's a rasa. You know, it's the exchange of rasa between Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya. And also, this testing is to establish for whole of humanity for all time to come that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord. That's why Advaita Acharya tests Lord Chaitanya. So he decides that I will not go to Navadvip. I will not be with the Lord Chaitanya. I will stay here at Shantipur. He goes to Shantipur and he says, unless Lord Chaitanya calls me, I will not go. And Lord Chaitanya understands because he's the Supreme Lord. So he calls Shivas Pandit's elder brother, Ramaya Pandit, and tells him that, go to Shantipur and get Advaita Acharya. So Ramaya Pandit comes and tells Advaita Acharya that Lord Chaitanya is calling you. So Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya, Sita Takurani, his wife, and his son Achyutananda, they become very happy that Lord Chaitanya has accepted and recognized them. And then, so he is convinced, confirmed now that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord. But Advaita Acharya jokes. He tells Ramaya Pandit, why do you say Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord? Lord Chaitanya, where in the scriptures it is proved? He starts chastising Ramaya Pandit. How can you say Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord? And Ramaya Pandit keeps quiet. He doesn't say anything. And he says, Advaita Acharya, you know everything. Why are you testing me like this? And Advaita Acharya laughs and he says, okay. And then they all go to Navadvip. But again, Advaita Acharya decides to test Lord Chaitanya again. He tells Ramaya Pandit, I will not come to meet Lord Chaitanya. I will stay at Nandan Acharya's house. You don't tell Lord Chaitanya that I am there. Let's see if Lord can recognize. So Ramaya Pandit goes to meet Lord Chaitanya. As soon as he enters, Lord Chaitanya looks at Ramaya Pandit and says, tell Advaita to come from Nandan Acharya's house. I am waiting for him. Lord Chaitanya very angrily says, I am waiting for Advaita Acharya. Then when Advaita Acharya comes to know that Lord Chaitanya knew that he is staying at Nandan Acharya's house, Advaita Acharya becomes very ecstatic and comes with his wife and son Achyutananda and they worship Lord Chaitanya. And that worship of Advaita Acharya, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is very historical. It is said that he worshipped Lord Chaitanya with by chanting the holy names in Shri Rag. I don't know how that raga is, but in 1996 Pune Yatra, one night whole kirtan is only Radhana Swami Maharaj sang Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the Shri Rag by glorifying Advaita Acharya first, and then he said, so you know, it's like very intense for one and a half hours you're singing this. So that, like that, Advaita Acharya was calling out to the Lord. And it is said that Lord Chaitanya is the tree of devotional service. Madhavendra Puri is the seed of pure love for Krishna. Ishwara Puri nourished this seed. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the tree, and he divided himself into two trunks. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. And Acharya means one who teaches by achar, one who teaches by his example. So Advaita Acharya taught by his own example the standards of pure devotional service. And one of the best examples of Advaita Acharya teaching us the standard of pure devotional service is the way he recognized Srila Haridas Thakur as the great Namacharya. Now, we should understand the background. For many of us, we may not be able to relate to this. But during that time, 500 years ago, the Yavanas, who are from lower castes, they were considered untouchables, so much so that even if you saw the shadow of one of these Yavanas, lower caste people, you had to go and take bath, and your house had to be washed with Ganges water and with cow dung, it had to be clean. The Yavanas were so much despised by the society. And here is Advaita Acharya, who was the leader of all the Brahmanas. He was not just a Brahmana. He was the leader of the community of Brahmanas, the most respected Brahmana. And here is Haridas Thakur, who is a Yavana externally. And what to speak of not even touching his shadow, forget that. Advaita Acharya actually embraced Haridas Thakur and bathed him with his tears of love and affection and gave him such high position. So it is, you can imagine the kind of confusion that must have created in the minds of the Smartha Brahmins that time. And during one very special event of Shada ceremony of Advaita Acharya's father, and we have to honor some special, very senior Brahmin at that time. And Advaita Acharya, in front of everybody, decided to honor Haridas Thakur, who was not even from the Hindu community, what to speak of Brahmin or, you know, not being a Brahmin. And everybody was shocked. And Haridas Thakur himself, he didn't want that respect and honor. He avoided. He said, I am fallen. And that time Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, he proved to all the people there that how Haridas Thakur is the greatest. He quoted a verse from the Puranas explaining, Brahmananam sahasrebyo satrayaji vishishyate, satrayaji sahasrebyo sarva vedanta paraga, sarva vedanta vitkotya vishnu bhaktir vishishyate, Vaishnavanam sahasrebyo ekantopi matodika. So Advaita Acharya quotes this verse saying that how there may be thousands and thousands of Brahmanas. Brahmananam sahasrebyo satrayaji vishishyate. The best of those Brahmanas is one who performs the Vedic Yajnas nicely. And there could be millions of such Yajnik Brahmanas. Satrayaji sahasrebyo sarva vedanta paraga. That person who is expert in chanting the Vedic mantras, he is the best. And there may be millions of such people who are expert in chanting mantras. Sarva Vedanta with Kotya Vishnu Bhaktir Vashishyate. One who is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, he is the best. And there may be millions of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam Sahasrebyo Ekantopi Matodika. And out of those so many Vaishnavas, one who has taken complete shelter of the holy names, he is the topmost. And Haridas Thakur has taken complete shelter of the holy names of Krishna. So he is the topmost Vaishnava. And like that, he established Haridas Thakur's position. So Advaita Acharya understood that Haridas Thakur is not an outcast. He is not a Yavana. Because he is an Namacharya. He is the chanter of the, he is the best chanter of the holy names. Aho Batashva Pachato Gariyan Ejivagre Vartate Namatubhyam Te Pustapaste Juhushashnuraya Brahmanuchurnama Grananti Ethe. Third canto we find. Advaita Acharya quotes this verse also, where Lord Kapila Dev is saying that even if somebody is born in a family of dog eaters, oh, bata shvapacha, yet jivagre vartate namatubhyam, but from his tongue, if he is able to chant the holy names of Krishna, tepus tapaste juhushashnurarya, he is said to have performed all tapasya, all austerities, all yajna, and he is supposed to be the Shashnur Arya, the best of the Brahmanas. Brahmanuchur Nama Grananti Eta, because he's chanting the holy names of Krishna. So like that, Adhyacharya is teaching of this principle of Manadena, how to honor and respect Vaishnavas. Also, Adhyacharya established to another pastime the principle of Amani. Amani na Manadena is very, very important principle, most important principle for us to chant Hare Krishna. If you want to chant Hare Krishna, we should be able to respect, recognize other Vaishnavas, which Adhyacharya did in the case of Haridas Thakur. And Amani is also very important, not expecting respect for ourselves. And Advaitacharya taught that there is no higher position than being the servant of the Supreme Lord. Because in this world we see that generally we are very hungry for position and to be respected. But Advaitacharya has taught us a very important principle of not expecting any respect and honor for ourselves, but offering this to the Lord and others. This was demonstrated through the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every day take dust of Advaitacharya from his lotus feet, you know, he would take. Because Advaitacharya was the godbrother of his spiritual master. Advaitacharya was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, is also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is perfect in Vaishnava etiquette and dealings. He always respected devotees. And what to speak of senior devotees like Advaitacharya. So every day would take their dust. And he would honor Advaitacharya as a very respectable person. And Advaitacharya's heart would become, you know, devastated. He would not like to be honored by Lord Chaitanya. He would feel very sad. Because he didn't want respect. Actually, materialistic people, they cannot conceive of this pastime. How can this pastime be where a person doesn't want any kind of respect? So Advaitacharya feels, he feels very concerned. And during this time, one day, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming for kirtan at Srivas Thakur's house, on the way, some materialistic people, they start criticizing Lord Chaitanya. They tell Lord Chaitanya that you are chanting, and this chanting is creating such a big disturbance, it's a nuisance, and the king is very angry, he is going to come and destroy all of us. And your kirtan is a big nuisance. And they start criticizing Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya smiles. He doesn't say anything. And he comes to Shiva Thakur's house. And the kirtan starts. And then after some time, Lord Chaitanya stops the kirtan and says, I am not feeling bliss in this kirtan because I associated with the materialistic people today. And I heard so much blasphemy about the holy name. So I am not feeling this bliss. And Lord Chaitanya starts feeling very sad that he is not able to relish the holy names. And that time, when Lord Chaitanya is sad, Advaitacharya starts laughing. And very sarcastically he starts laughing. And he says, no, my dear Lord, you are not feeling bliss. Not because materialistic people have criticized you. You are not feeling love for Krishna because I have dried up the ocean of love of Krishna. You can never experience that love for Krishna anymore because you are giving mercy to everyone. You have accepted the whole universe as your servant. You have accepted even the sesame seed seller as your servant. But you will not accept us, me, that is Advaitacharya and Srivas Thakur as your servants. You will always accept as your seniors and you worship us. So because you are not giving us seva, you are not giving us the chance to serve you and not accepting us as your servants, I have dried up that ocean of love. And when Advaitacharya says this very loudly, Lord Chaitanya hears, he doesn't say anything. He becomes very grave. And suddenly Lord Chaitanya gets up and runs away from the house. And he starts running towards the Ganges. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu run behind the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya runs and jumps into the Ganges. And he starts drowning. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur dive in. Nityananda Prabhu holds the Lord's hair. Haridas Thakur holds the Lord's lotus feet. And they get him back. And then Lord Chaitanya comes back to external consciousness. And then Lord Chaitanya says, why did you save my life? I want to end my life because I have no love for Krishna. Because I have no love for Krishna and I am still living. What a fallen person I am that I have no love for Krishna and still I am alive. I should end my life. Haridas Thakur says, no, my dear Lord, if you end your life, all of us will also die. So then they plead with the Lord. And the Lord says, I have no love for Krishna and I will not come in front of the devotees. I am now going to be at Nandan Acharya's house, and you better not tell anyone. Just see what I will do if you tell anyone. You should not tell anyone where I am. So Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu don't tell anyone. So Lord Chaitanya hides at Nandan Acharya's house. And next day morning, he calls for Shivas Thakur and asks him what is happening. And Shivas Thakur informs how Advaita Acharya is very sad. Advaita Acharya is very sad because he feels, because of his laughing, Lord Chaitanya was in a very serious mood. And Advaita Acharya feels, I joked with the Lord. Anyway, the Lord is not accepting me as servant. On top of that, I did something by which I did disservice to the Lord. The Lord became so upset that he ran away and he wanted to end his life. So Advaita Acharya is in a very great lamentation, mood of feeling sorry. So Lord Chaitanya says, okay, I will come and meet Advaita Acharya. So Lord Chaitanya comes. And Advaita Acharya is so sad that he's fallen unconscious. Lord Chaitanya wakes him up. And then Advaita Acharya starts crying. He says, my dear Lord, I beg you, why are you cheating us? You have appeared as the Supreme Lord and you are accepting the whole world as your servant. Why don't you accept me as your servant? Why are you cheating me like this? He cries. And Lord Chaitanya speaks a very beautiful statement. You know, Lord Chaitanya would have many times these mysterious poetic exchanges with Advaita Acharya. Only they would understand what it is. So Lord Chaitanya says, the king has many ministers and the king empowers all his ministers. And the ministers, because they're empowered by the king, they get lot of respect and they get lot of honor and worship. But if the minister makes a mistake, then the same king will chastise the minister. That's all. And Lord Chaitanya says this, Advaita Acharya becomes ecstatic and he starts laughing and he becomes very happy. And then the kirtan starts. Now, every time kirtan would take place, there would be one problem Advaita Acharya would face. He would try to go and take dust from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. But because he was old and Lord Chaitanya was young, that's what Vrindavan Das Thakur says. So he was very swift. Lord Chaitanya was very swift. He would not allow Advaita Acharya to take. But Lord Chaitanya would take dust from Advaita Acharya's feet and Advaita Acharya would become very miserable. So because that is exactly what he didn't want. So he would feel very miserable. So then he starts thinking what I can do to be established in this position of the servant of the Lord. So he decides a plan. He says, if the Lord punishes me, then it will be established that I am the Lord's servant. So he thinks of a plan to get punished by the Lord. So he starts preaching the Yoga Vashishta philosophy, which is the philosophy of impersonalism. According to this philosophy, Brahman, God, is nirakar, no form. And he starts giving lectures how impersonal realization is like the eyes. And bhakti is like the mirror. Without the eyes, there is no use of mirror. Similarly, without impersonal realization, bhakti has no use. Bhakti has use only if there is impersonal understanding. So like that, he starts preaching all word jugglery and, you know, this atheistic kind of philosophy. And the word starts spreading. Lord Chaitanya understands this. He comes to know that Advaita Acharya is preaching monoistic philosophy. So he says, let us go and check it out. Let us go and see what Advaita Acharya is doing. So he and Nityananda Prabhu come to Shantipur. And there's a big, beautiful pastime. Or when they are coming to Shantipur, on the way, at Lalitpur, they meet this tantric sannyasi who offers some intoxication and he calls it as bliss to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya refuses to take it. He offers fruit. He tries to serve Lord Chaitanya. And actually, Nityananda Prabhu gives him mercy. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says that, next life he will become a pure devotee. He will actually go back to Godhead because he had this desire to serve. But Lord Chaitanya will not give mercy. Lord Chaitanya gave darshan to this tantric sannyasi, although he was doing dangerous things. But because he had a desire to serve, he will get mercy and liberation. But Mayavadis, those who preach monoism, they will not get any mercy. When Lord Chaitanya was in Varanasi, he did not even meet many of the Mayavadis. So again, Vrindavan Das Thakur says how Mayavadis will not get mercy. So dangerous it is. And here, Advaita Acharya was preaching exactly that. So Lord Chaitanya comes to his house. And Advaita Acharya sees Lord Chaitanya coming. And Advaita Acharya's enthusiasm to preach Yoga Vashishta increases. Because he wants the Lord to punish him. So he starts loudly preaching how bhakti is subordinate to impersonal realization. And finally, Lord Chaitanya confronts Advaita Acharya. He catches him and says, Advaita, Tell me, of the two, impersonal realization and bhakti, which is better? Now, when Lord Chaitanya asked this question, Advaita Acharya's enthusiasm increases by 1,000 times more. He becomes with more great conviction, he says, of the two, at all times, at all places, and in all circumstances, impersonal path is the best, and bhakti is subordinate. And Lord Chaitanya becomes very angry, because by saying this, Advaita Acharya is defeating the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has come to establish pure devotional service, and is preaching exactly the opposite. So Lord Chaitanya jumps on the Vyasasan, catches Advaita Acharya and pulls him off the Vyasasan, drags him down and jumps on his chest and starts pounding him, starts hitting his chest. And Sita Takurani, wife of Advaita Acharya, she starts getting scared. She starts saying, Nimai, stop! My husband is an old man. You have come to establish religious principles. What kind of religion are you establishing by killing this old man? He will die. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. So she starts pleading. And Mahaprabhu beats him. And Mahaprabhu shouts. He says that I was sleeping in the ocean of milk. And Mahaprabhu would call him as Nara. Nara, why did you call me? I was sleeping in the ocean of milk. Your loud cries. Because of your loud cries, I came. And now you are becoming my enemy. So like that, Lord Chaitanya chastises him, beats him. And after the whole thing, Lord Chaitanya goes and sits near the door. And then Advaita Acharya gets up. And then he starts smiling. And then he starts laughing. And then he starts clapping his hands. And then he starts jumping and dancing. And he says, my dear Lord, why are you not worshipping me now? Why are you not touching my feet? Why are you not taking the dust from my feet now? Where has all your worship and honor gone? Now you have accepted me as your servant because you have beaten me. So like that, Advaita Acharya becomes ecstatic and he starts jumping and dancing. And Lord Chaitanya becomes very embarrassed because Lord Chaitanya realizes that he has fallen into the devotional trap of Advaita Acharya. And then Sita Thakurani cooks prasad and they all take prasad. And there's a very nice exchanges. So this is a very beautiful pastime where we can see how, you know, we may offer respect to other devotees, other people, but deep within there is a desire to get respect and honor. And Advaita Acharya is teaching us how pure devotee means he wants to be liberated from this concept of wanting to get respect for ourselves. He wants to serve. He doesn't want for himself. And actually, only when we're in this consciousness of servant, actually this is the formula in the scriptures, you know. This is the formula. Just servant consciousness is what gives happiness. The moment we try to figure out things with our own intelligence and be the master of any situation, we are frustrated. Bhaktivedanta Thakur says that once we decide to become servant, we are relieved of the burden of trying to be the enjoyer in this world. It's a big relief. Just to be a servant is a big relief. Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, Mayar vashe acha beshe acha habu dubu bai Jeeva Krishna das ye vishwas karle tohar dukha nai. He says, Mayar vashe, we are trapped by Maya in this ocean of material existence. Abudubu bhai, we are going through that, just like the waves, you know, the waves toss us sometimes up, sometimes down. So we are going through this up and down of these waves of material existence. We are being kicked and battered and bruised badly. So much dukkha. But he says, Jeeva Krishna das, e vishwas. Just have this faith that I am the servant of Krishna. Karle tohar dukkha nai. Then there will be no dukkha. The end of all miseries. And this is very important because, especially in sadhana bhakti, after some time, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says how we become trapped by taranga rangini. You know, we start floating in the waves of the position and the respect that we get in devotional service. And we identify with that more than our identification as servant of Krishna. And then because Krishna consciousness is very attractive, and because the process becomes attractive, the devotee becomes attractive, he starts getting position, respect, honor, and he starts identifying with that and attached to that, and he wants to somehow keep that position. And to keep that position, respect, honor, he is willing to even compromise on the principles of devotional service. So just so that I can continue to maintain that position. And that means he's going further and further away from Krishna. So this is a very, very, very important principle that Advaita Acharya is teaching us. And of course, it's also a beautiful pastime. We can relish this pastime and get purified. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach through Advaita Acharya also the principle of the dangers of Vaishnava Aparad. Once in Shiva Sangan, Lord Chaitanya was giving mercy to everyone. And Shiva Thakur said, my dear Lord, please give pure love of Krishna to your own mother, Mother Sachi. And Advaita Acharya said, no, she is an offender. She is not going to get pure love of Krishna. And all devotees started crying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clarified. He said, Mother Sachi has offended Advaita Acharya. Unless she gets the dust from his lotus feet, she will not get love for Krishna. And Advaita Acharya becomes very sad. He says, how can Mother Sachi offend me? She is never offended. She is the mother of the whole universe. She is Yashoda. She is Devaki. She is the mother of the Supreme Lord. She cannot be an offender. And remembering the glories of Mother Sachi, Advaita Acharya becomes unconscious in great ecstatic love. And that moment, Mother Sachi comes and takes dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. And then she also in great ecstasy falls unconscious. And once I was hearing a lecture of his own in Radhana Swami Maharaj on this. And he was saying, this is Vaishnava society. Advaita Acharya becoming unconscious, remembering the glories of Mother Sachi. And Mother Sachi becoming unconscious, remembering the glories of Advaita Acharya. So he says, in Vaishnava society, our ecstasy is in remembering the glories of other Vaishnavas. It's a very beautiful concept because generally we are not so happy when others are glorified. There's a little bit of insecurity, you know. Oh, why I'm not being appreciated? But there is so much ecstasy in the hearts of these Vaishnavas when others are glorified, others are honored. So basically then, we have to clarify why. What was Mother Sachi's offense? What was that offense that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking about? Actually, what happened when Vishwaroop, Lord Chaitanya's elder brother, was coming to Advaita Acharya's house every day and hearing Bhagavatam and chanting the holy names, and then he took sannyas and he went away, Mother Sachi felt very sad. And later on, Jagannath Mishra, her husband, also died. And then she was left only with Nimai. And after coming from Gaya, Nimai became devotee and he would spend whole day with Advaita Acharya doing kirtan and hearing Bhagavatam, and he would spend less and less time with his own mother and his wife. So at that time, Mother Sachi, in great feeling of love for her own son, she went around in the streets of Navadvip and telling everyone that everyone calls him Advaita, but he is Dvaita Maya. He is full of duplicity. He has taken my one son. Now he won't let the other son be with me. I am an old woman. I am a widow. I have no one to love. My Nimai is my only object of love. And Advaita wants to take him away from me. He is not Advaita. He is Dvaita. Full of duplicity. Actually, Acharyas explain that this is not offense by Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi, intense experience of love for her son was coming out. But still, the Lord wanted to teach us the lesson of how it is very dangerous to offend other Vaishnavas. And even if somebody is the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a pure devotee, but if an offense Vaishnava, one cannot get mercy. And also the Lord is teaching us the important principle of sensitivity, understanding other Vaishnavas. And we have many examples in the Shastras, not just mother of Lord. Lord did not pardon his own son. Bhaumasur is the son of the Supreme Lord, but the Lord killed him because he offended devotees. What to speak of son and mother, even relatives, Samba and other Yadavas, they made fun of Narad Muni and other sages. And the whole clan got destroyed. So we have very good examples, very scary and powerful examples in the scriptures to make us serious and cautious of not offending devotees. So like this, this is another very important principle Lord Chaitanya teaches us in this pastimes and exchanges with Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya also, that's a very beautiful pastime. We'll rush through now, where Advaita Acharya is very sad after Lord Chaitanya accepts sannyas. He decides to end his life. He tells all the Navadvipvasis, Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas, now no use of my living, I am going to end my life, I am going to commit suicide. So all the Navadvipvasis say, we are not going to stop you, we are also going to join you. We will also die because no use, Lord Chaitanya is not here. So they all go to the Ganga to commit suicide, to drown. At that time there is Akashvani which says, there's a sound in the sky which says, within 4 days, Lord Chaitanya will come to Shantipur again. So please go back. Don't end your lives. And then there's a beautiful pastime of Lord Nityananda Prabhu tricks Advaita Acharya. He tricks Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is wanting to go to Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu tells him, he takes him through the path of going to Bengal, towards Bengal. And he tells all the small children that if Lord Chaitanya asks where is the path to Vrindavan, you show them the path of the Ganges and let him go to Navadvip. And like that, Lord Chaitanya comes and he sees Ganga, but he thinks this is Yamuna. And there is his Advaitacharya coming with the boat. And he says, Advaitacharya, what are you doing in Vrindavan? And actually he's in Shantipur. And then Advaitacharya says, my dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And then Advaitacharya explains technically how after Prayag, the western side becomes Yamuna and the eastern side becomes Ganga. And since he is on the western side, so although he is in Shantipur, although this is Ganga, actually this is Yamuna. So Lord Chaitanya understands that this is the trick of Lord Nityananda. And then Advaitacharya takes them home and serves beautiful prasad, opulent prasad. And Lord Chaitanya says, I will not take anything. I'm not hungry. I can't take it. This is opulent for sannyasi. Advaitacharya says, but you are eating 56 times in Jagannath Puri. This is nothing for you. And whenever Lord Chaitanya would take anything from the bowl, as soon as he would take half, Advaitacharya would refill it. So, and you would eat. And then Nityananda Prabhu was there. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya had a very, very sweet relationship. And so much prasad was there, but Nityananda Prabhu says, what is this prasad? Such tiny prasad, little. I'm so hungry, I've not eaten for 4 days. And this Advaita has not prepared any prasad. What is this prasad? Nothing. I think I'll have to fast again. Not even half my stomach will get filled by this. So he starts criticizing Advaitacharya. And Advaitacharya says, oh, Avadhut, you are a crazy, you are Avadhut, you are wandering about everywhere. I'm a simple Brahmana. Please give up your greedy mentality and be satisfied with what I give you. So Nityananda Prabhu says, I may be greedy or whatever, but it is your duty to serve. He starts criticizing Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya says, you are a reject Paramahamsa. You are a good for nothing. He says, you are Avadhut, good for nothing. And then they have this fight, transcendental argument. And Nityananda Prabhu picks up some rice and throws it. And as soon as that rice touches Advaitacharya, Advaitacharya becomes ecstatic. He starts jumping, dancing in pure love for Krishna. And then they have nice pastimes there. Then they have 3 days of intense kirtan, chanting, dancing. Mother Sachi comes. One day she cooks for all the devotees. And that's where Raghunathas Goswami meets Lord Chaitanya for the first time. And that's where Mother Sachi tells Lord Chaitanya to make Jagannath Puri as his headquarters. It's a very beautiful festival. And that pastime also takes place there. For like this, there are many pastimes. And finally, Lord Chaitanya ends his pastimes when Advaitacharya sends him a letter. Mysterious letter. In that letter, Advaitacharya writes that in the marketplace, there is a demand for rice. And the rice seller has come, a madman, and has given the rice. And everybody has taken that rice and has become mad. Now there is no more demand for this rice. So Mahaprabhu reads that letter and says, Advaitacharya brought me to this world. Now he is telling me to go back. So Mahaprabhu then, after that, sometime, he ends his pastimes. So one devotee was giving explanation that Advaitacharya was explaining that the pure love for Godhead, the market of pure love for Godhead, there was a demand and Lord Chaitanya came and distributed it freely. Now Lord Chaitanya, there is no need now, you can go back to the spiritual world. That's what Advaitacharya was telling the Lord. So that's what Lord did. So by Advaitacharya's prayers, Lord Chaitanya came and by his instruction, Lord Chaitanya went back to the spiritual world. That is the position of Advaitacharya. We can see. And also, we can remember Srila Prabhupada today. Srila Prabhupada, in his college, when he was studying at Scottish Church College in the early 1920, that time, he would act in college drama as Advaitacharya. And when he acted as Advaitacharya, all the audience, they were crying. That was the power of Prabhupada acting as Advaitacharya. And also there is a very sweet pastime of how once Advaitacharya was at home with his son, five-year-old Achyutananda, and one sannyasi came and said, Advaitacharya, what is the relationship between Ishwara Puri and Lord Chaitanya? And Advaitacharya was thinking, what should I say? From materially speaking, Ishwara Puri is guru of Lord Chaitanya. But spiritually, Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead. So he is thinking, first let me explain the material position. How Ishwara Puri is, Keshav Bharati. Keshav Bharati is guru of Lord Chaitanya. So Advaitacharya says, relationship between Keshav Bharati and Lord Chaitanya is, Keshav Bharati is guru of Lord Chaitanya. As soon as he says this, before he is going to complete, Achyutanand comes running. He is just 5-year-old. He is not even with his clothes. And he starts shouting. He says, my father has gone mad. He is saying, Lord Chaitanya is guru. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead. How can he have guru? I can see that Kali has entered, that it has covered everybody's intelligence. Even my father, he's become old and he's not understanding that Lord Chaitanya is the supreme person. And he starts glorifying Lord Chaitanya. and seeing Achyutananda's faith and glorification of Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya becomes ecstatic and he picks up Achyutananda and embraces him. So, very sweet pastime there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. For like this, we can remember Advaita Acharya today and pray for developing the mood of compassion, heartfelt gratitude, and also respecting other Vaishnavas, amanina manadena, not expecting any respect, but wanting to serve and respect all other Vaishnavas. Today is also a very special day. We can remember one of our very dear devotees, Thoka Krishna Prabhu, who also left on Advaita Acharya's appearance day. He was also an emblem of gratitude, always very grateful to Krishna for whatever. In fact, when he was leaving his body, just few days before that, he was telling his spiritual master and all the devotees that, I didn't deserve this. Generally, a person, you know, if he has got cancer and if he's dying, he would say, I don't deserve this disease. But Thoka Krishna Prabhu's mood was, I don't deserve being in Srila Prabhupada's mission, you know. I don't deserve to be given Prabhupada's books and the holy name. I got much, much more than what I ever desired and what I ever deserved. So, and because of this mood of gratitude, he became so glorious and everybody remembers him. He got so much mercy of his own spiritual master, of all the Vaishnavas. And he went back in the most amazing way, he went back to Godhead. So Krishna Prabhu is also teaching us the principle of gratitude, because gratitude is what makes the heart fertile. See, the guru may plant the seed of bhakti in the heart, but just like you plant a seed in a barren soil, then nothing will come out. But if the soil is fertile, then that seed can grow. The plant of bhakti can grow. So the heart, when we cultivate gratitude, then the heart becomes fertile. It becomes a good place for the plant of bhakti to grow. So on this most auspicious occasion, let us offer our sincere prayers to Sri Advaita Acharya and all the wonderful Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, that we can also develop the principle of gratitude. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Let us develop this mood of gratitude and commitment to Srila Prabhupada's mission. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Advaita Acharya Avirbhav Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.